What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Ash Said It, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored podcast show. On the show, it's unscripted. It's just my thoughts, whatever's on my mind, whatever I decided to just talk about randomly, I put it out into the universe. On this last day of February, Black History Month, I was speaking with an old friend of mine, and we were reminiscing about my favorite teacher. My favorite teacher. I had this teacher. Her name was Miss Nicholas. And she was my third grade teacher. I had her when I was 7 going into being 8 years old. And she absolutely touched my life for years and years to come. I didn't even know until becoming an adult and going through life's changes how much she impacted my life. And Mrs. Nicholas, I believe she was from Grenada. She was Caribbean. So her and my mom immediately just got along. And she was strict but fair. She commanded excellence out of every student. And she saw in me a shy young girl that really was in her shell. And honestly and truthfully, y'all, was okay with being in that shell and staying and remaining into the shell. So when things would happen in class and she'd look for volunteers, I'm looking around, I'm looking down, I'm avoiding all eye contact, okay? All eye contact, because I did not want to be the center point. I did not want to be the center point. There were other kids that much rather just be there. So whenever it was anything like that, I was blending into the background of all. So February came about, Black History Month was here, and we had to put together a program. We had to do like a big program where it was singing and education and all that stuff. And you guys know how schools do. So we had to put together this whole program. And the finale of the program was a song. It was a solo. And so all the kids are like, you know, excited about this solo. And who's going to sing the solo? This kid wants to sing it. Everybody's like volunteering. I'm like blending into the background. I'm like, all right. Hurry up and pick one of them, Miss Nicholas. Please just pick one of these kids. Pick one of them. I don't care who it is because they just getting out of hand. And it's just me. I want to do it. You know, and she's asking who wants to do this solo. Oh my gosh, I could do it. I want to do it. I am blending into the background. I am trying to camouflage myself into the desk. And out of nowhere, she quiets the room. She said, quiet. Everybody quiet. Shh. Ashley's going to do the solo at the end. And everybody's looking kind of like, square. They look up at me. I'm like, look, I didn't ask for this. I was like, matter of fact, Miss Nicholas, can I turn this down? Because this is really not my thing. I don't want to do a solo. I've never done a solo. Never spoken in front of people, much less singing in front of people. Mrs. Nicholas looked at me, y'all, and she said, Ashley, you're doing the solo. And it was settled. I really felt as though I was speaking with my mother in that moment. And the kids already hated me. Let me tell you, that's a whole nother story within itself. The kids already hated me. So this is just giving them a little bit more ammunition, maybe, to hate me a little bit more. So I got to learn this song, Yellow Bird. And I am pissed. I am stressed. I can't believe she's making me do this so public thing. This is just too much. She had a meeting with my mom. I think it was a parent-teacher conference. And when she told my mom that I would be doing this solo and all this stuff and how they were going to try to figure out a really awesome outfit for me to wear and to represent the Caribbean and all that stuff. And I was so terrified, y'all. I was petrified, I'll say that. And she gave me this sheet of the words of the song. It was called Yellow Bird. And she asked me, she was like, hey, does your mom know this song? I was like, I don't know. I don't know this song. It sounds like some crazy Yellow Bird. I've been banana tree. I don't know this song. No, my mama don't know it. Because she knew my mom was Caribbean. So when they had the parent-teacher conference, they discussed the whole situation. And she came home. My mama came home and was like, why did you tell Miss Nicholas I didn't know Yellowbird? I know Yellowbird. I'm like, well, we never discussed this, Mama. So, I'm not supposed to know these things. It was never talked about. And they got me together, y'all. They got me together. They had me in this cutesy. I wish that I had some pictures or video of this, but they dressed me up. They had a headdress, this beautiful headdress. And they basically just wrapped me in cloth. I don't even remember where it came from, but they wrapped me in this cloth that had different patterns on it. And they wrapped me up real tight. It was real tight. Like, I had on my regular clothes. And they just wrapped me up like, you know, just like a swaddle. Like, I was a giant baby. It was crazy. It's weird. And I got up on that stage that night in front of my classmates, in front of the whole school and everybody's parents, because it was a nighttime performance, and I sang Yellow Bird. And it was absolutely terrifying, but exhilarating at the same time. And I will never forget that, because it was a huge first step in me claiming my independence, me actually hearing my own voice first. And I'm saying metaphorically speaking, because like hearing your voice, but also like, wow, I resonate with people. Wow. I actually sound pretty decent. Wow. This is making an impact. And that was my very first solo, first and last. I haven't done a solo since, y'all. Terrified, petrified. Put me in front of a microphone. I could talk all day, every day, but Yellow Bird. And so I had to actually sing the song for my friend today. So I'm going to sing it a little bit for y'all. And understand, I am not a singer. I'm not a songstress. Okay? Understand that? So we don't know about all the singings and stuff that happens with it. But I'm going to try to get through it so that y'all can have a little taste, a little flavoring. And I apologize in advance if it's not wonderful or if it's not necessarily to your liking. But I'm going to sing Yellow Bird. And the song goes like this. Yellow bird up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave our nest again? That is very bad. Makes me feel so sad. You can fly away to the sky away. You more lucky than me. Yeah, okay, so I know that's kind of rough, but you get the gist of it. I don't sing, all right? That's the only time that you catch me singing. I'm singing Yellow Bird and that's it, you know? But definitely an impactful part of my life. The very first time that I've ever done any kind of solo anything. And I'm very grateful to have had such an impactful teacher, Miss Nicholas. She passed a number of years ago, but the impact that she had on my life is lasting. And I will never forget her, and I will never forget the impact that she had on my life. And I got some more Miss Nicholas stories. Maybe one day I will share that with you guys, because deeper than just forcing me to face my fear, she absolutely was my advocate when I had none. And I will always be affected by that. And I will always love her for what she did for me and what I'm sure she did for so many other kids. So that's my little tidbit. All right, on the last day of Black History Month, y'all got a little extra, you know what I'm saying? Yellow bird? What? Yellow bird, a pine banana tree. And yeah, so I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support, all the downloads, the shares, the cares. It makes a huge difference. And yeah, so we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep pushing forward. We got a lot of really awesome things that are coming for Ashthetic. And I wouldn't be able to do the stuff that I'm doing if it wasn't for you guys. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. All the time, whenever I get a chance, I say thank you, because I know that there are millions or quadrillions of different podcast shows and programs out there. And the fact that you guys continuously download my show, it absolutely blows my mind. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful for it, because I know that it didn't have to be so. It absolutely did not. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a good rest of your Sunday. And I'm going to holler at you later. Deuces.